Welcome to the Florida Specifier Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Matthews, joined by my co-host, Brett Cyphers, and we have a little bit of a reunion-type episode for you today. We are joined by my former colleagues, Robert Williams and Fred Ashour, currently with the firm of Lewis Longman and Walker, but both formerly general counsels at the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. When I first became secretary, Fred was my general counsel. We went through many, many long evenings at the office on various issues. This was also right about the culmination of the original action, Florida versus Georgia, Brett, which you remember well. And then when Fred departed, I made the choice, which some would call it an interesting choice, and we'll get into that, to name Robert Williams general counsel. Both gentlemen, you know, I would go to the end of the earth for, because their number one goal, as they always shared with me, Brett, was what do we do to keep everybody out of prison? And yeah. I agreed with that.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent starting point, which is no one goes to prison, yep. Which is a lot of fun. Yeah, it's funny. Fred and I, during that original action with Georgia, spent 3 weeks together every single day, probably 16, 18 hours a day in Portland, Maine.
Listening to Megadeth.
That's right. A fair amount of that. And eating gelato. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's also, if you're out there, folks, like, listen to Fred's episode of Water for Fighting. You'll get a little bit of that Megadeth in there.
We will.
And you're correct. Robert's a great guy. And they make kind of a fun pair. I wouldn't call it an odd couple, but they make an excellent pair over there.
No, they're both excellent attorneys, very, very fine gentlemen. But I will say, now that you and Fred have eaten gelato every day for 3 weeks, I've kind of got like a Laverne and Shirley type of opening segment. If Dave could intro that music, I think that'd be perfect.
And then we also have on this look back at Marco, we've got friends of mine, clients even, from Resource Environmental Solutions. People call him Rez, at least I do. You have Justin Friedman, who's the general manager in, you know, for Florida for Rez, as well as Desmond Duke. Desmond does all kinds of huge wetlands projects. He is incredible to be around as well. We talk a little bit about what they've got going on in Florida. A great group of folks. I mean, you know them as well. You've met them, right?
I do. And Rez has really, you know, found their space in Florida over the last, almost a decade, probably. But I had the opportunity to work with Rez last session on some mitigation banking legislation. And they're great to work with. And again, I mean, just really expanding their presence in the state, which is great to see.
Yeah. So I hope those of you out there that don't know these four individuals get a chance to sneak peek at who they are, what they do, and then introduce yourselves.
I'm particularly excited for the conversation we're about to have. It is with two gentlemen who formerly gave me legal advice when I was at the Department of Environmental Protection. Got Fred Ashour and Robert Williams from Lewis Longman and Walker. Gentlemen, how
yes,
are
sir.
You?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, it's thank
good
you to for see having you. Us.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah.
So we have two former general counsels from DEP, now with Lewis Longman and Walker, the gruesome twosome, as everyone else that I know calls you. They don't do that, but it's great to have you with us. Tell me about how long you guys have been coming to Marco Island, first of all, for environmental permitting summer school.
About 20 years, maybe not quite, but at least 20 years. So it's been a while.
Yeah, I had a hiatus, actually. So I started coming here 1999, I guess, so 25 years or so. But when I was with the Department of Agriculture, I didn't come for those couple of years. And then when I was at DEP, I was able to come again. So there was a little bit of a break. So long time, actually, long time.
So the firm, Lewis Longman & Walker, is celebrating a bit of a milestone this year. Talk a little bit about that and what it means to be here in Marco Island to do so.
Yeah, no, actually, we desperately, maybe that's not the right word, but we specifically planned it here at Marco because the firm has been, I think, a big part of Marco, actively participated in Marco. And so we just had celebrated on Tuesday with hundreds of our friends here at Marco the 30th anniversary of the establishment of Lewis Longman & Walker.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we certainly value the firm's storied history with the conference. You have meant a lot. The firm has meant a lot to this conference since 1986.
Well, I can tell you that from our standpoint, this conference actually anchors the year in a lot of respects. I mean, it kind of, when we talk about things we want to do, marketing type things we want to do, or just generally what the firm is doing, this conference is like, okay, when's that? We know when that's happening. And so what else happens around that and through the year? And so it's kind of an interesting frame of reference. And we actually this year did our firm retreat the couple of days before the conference started, because we were like, what better place to all of us get together and do some things together at a retreat? We didn't do any trust falls or any stupid crap like that, but we just didn't. And so... But what better place to do that than something that's very much a fiber of what we do?
Yeah, I think it's been a common thread for a lot of folks here. I mean, it certainly is for me. It's like I've spent most of my time in government, and so I got used to coming here and getting to learn probably for the first, you know, I still do learn. What am I saying? But getting a chance to learn and get to know folks that we mean to serve. And I think that's the same for a lot of folks, but y'all are such a big part of it. That's interesting. It's like, but I want to talk about, and we've done this with a few other folks, is talk about the before private sector and after. I know both of you have spent a lot of time in the private sector, but think about your time when you were, you know, both general counsels, but not at the same time, thank God. And then now, and what the difference is in your approach to a conference like this.
So it's actually, I think the approach, there is overlap. One of the goals for, I think, most of us who attend this conference is to see folks that we might not have seen in quite some time. You know, on the private sector, it's to continue to build relationships, to find new projects that you can work on together. And from my perspective, when I was at DEP, it was similar, to continue to build those relationships, but from a different perspective, no longer trying to find projects, but making sure those people who were regulated by the agency had their time to, you know, get to know you, to talk about their issues, and, you know, basically to serve the public when you're here. So it's there's overlap, but it's different.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree with that. But so as general counsel, I can tell you, it's a great place to get like honest feedback. How are things going? How are things really going? Because is in that seat. And Ryan, you know, you get some calls, but you don't get a lot of calls, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a lot quieter than you think in some respects, which is kind of, you know.
Eerie?
Weird. It's kind of weird. But here it's humanizing. And that was one of the things that Fred does naturally and I have to work at, is to be a little more human, you know. And so when folks run into you here, it's not just business. It's how are you? How are your kids? What's going on? Sorry about that. Congratulations. Whatever the case may be, and you have a little deeper relationship with folks rather than a transactional relationship. And I think that's incredibly important in what we do, and it helped a bunch. As general counsel, it was important. So folks, you could be approachable. You could give, and you could go, and sometimes the answer is, I don't know. I have the last idea. We're going to figure that out, but I don't know. And then on the backstop is to protect your secretary.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a huge part of it, you know.
So. It does. It feels like a professional safe space, right? I mean, it feels like a place where you see old friends, you watch colleagues' children grow, but it is a safe place where, again, people take off sort of that mask of bureaucracy to a certain degree. And it doesn't mean that the answer is yes just because you're in Marco Island, but I think you get that sort of candid feedback that you mentioned, Robert, and you get to have real conversations with people, and you get to get a lot of work done, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree. We get more work done. Like the ball gets moved a lot further this week out of any other week of the year for us, you know, on a whole host of things. But I think to your point, it's not that, yeah, it's just going to be yes because we're all chum buddy, but that's just not the case. I respect and appreciate when folks I deal with, and I tried to do this when I was at DEP and also at DAX, is sometimes the answer is no. When the answer's got to be no, you got to say no. And that's okay. So I like it when folks will tell me yes when it should be yes, but tell me no when it should be no, because we've got to make decisions. And what we're in the business of, quite frankly, is certainty. Let's find a certainty. No's pretty certain, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I think hearing no's is easier when it's not from some automaton, and that's one of those humanizing, you know, effects of Marco Island. Is maybe it's not like you're not going to become best friends with somebody while you're here, It's a catalyst for humanization, for a relationship that you build over time. And you know, I've had to tell a lot of friends no before, and I've had people who are friends of mine tell me no now that I'm getting used to getting told no. And Fred, you have told me no several times in the past as well, but it comes better when it's from you, sir. Do you want to tell me a little bit about maybe something that touches on what we're doing here, why you're here with out in the world in your practice right now? Just give a hint of maybe something you're working on at the moment.
I left DEP because the general counsel at the Florida Department of Environmental Protection doesn't do litigation. He or she manages litigation. And there is no greater feeling in the practice of law for me than when I stand at the podium or wherever, and I engage particularly in cross-examination of a witness, especially if I feel good. Turn around, the team's happy, client's happy, you can see that. So right now, I have been exceptionally busy trying cases. I did a 6.5-week ERP case in West Palm Beach. In between that, did a 10-day ERP case. You know, it was kind of sandwiched in between 2 4-week sessions, in essence, from that one ERP, and I have 4 trials on my calendar before the end of this year. So I got exactly what I asked for, what I was hoping for when I left AEP. 7 years later, I'm starting to wonder if that was
on speed.
Really, almost. Yeah. If that was really, really what I wanted.
That's aggressive, Fred.
Yeah.
What about you, Robert?
So of the different projects that I have going on in permitting and those kinds of things, what happens here is that I have an opportunity to visit with folks that may not be directly related and involved, but are involved with the policy decisions that are being made, and more importantly for us now, as implemented. And you get a better sense after visiting with them how they view that policy. What's that policy actually supposed to do? Because I read the words and I go, okay, it's pretty clear. And somebody else, Brad or Ryan or Fred, will read it and go, I don't see that. And that's incredibly important. In Fred's world, it's let's go to litigation and figure out who's right and wrong. In what I do to really work on permitting and those kinds of things and get to a permittable solution, it's very important for me to understand how someone else views this same set of facts in the same world, but more importantly, the same set of goals. And it helps us tailor, because a lot of times we'll go back to the client and say, hey, look, here's your goal, and we get that. And we think the path is this direction, but there's a couple of turns that we can make and make your goal, but we're going to have to go about it a little bit differently, and it's okay. And as long as it's still cost effective, meets their goals, and achieves some other policy goal or something from an agency, either Water Management District or DACS or DEP or whoever, that's a pretty good win as far as I can tell. And so that's really where I try to focus on figuring that out.
Well, gentlemen, if I never said it, you mostly kept me out of trouble. So thank you. I appreciate that. We are thrilled that you both are here personally. We are thrilled that you as a firm, Lewis, Logman, and Walker, are here as well. So thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I do have one last thing, though, I do want to add. I really do. So you asked a little bit about what the firm, as far as what we do and why we come to these things. So our firm is now celebrating our 30th year. And one of the things that we are facing is a turn in generations. We're all facing, everybody is facing that. And this is a great opportunity for us to have our youngest, newest attorneys, and some of them aren't young in age, but they're new with us, all right? And help them to understand kind of what makes us, us. Because we, Lewis, Longman & Walker wants to continue to be Lewis, Longman & Walker, even though we're going to have some other folks, you know, at the helm. And, you know, we've got great leadership and incredible, I have great confidence in all those folks. But it helps us to bring those folks in and go, no, we're not going to be mean to these other folks just to be mean. We're going to be firm when we need to be firm, but, you know, that's not who we are. It helps us to instill that culture, and this conference does that for us in a great many things. And so it's incredibly useful, and so thank you for continuing to have the dadgum thing.
Can I add on to that? So it's also the opportunity for us. We bring a large contingent to Marco. 85% of our attorneys come down to Marco, and that's all the way down to first-year associates, because we do want to sort of show them our culture. But beyond that, we also want to show the business community, the regulated community, that we have, yes, this is our 30th year, but let us introduce you to the folks that you might celebrate our 50th year with.
That's right.
Or our 60th year, if they're going to go 30 years of practice. So,
I think it's a good viewpoint to have, and we're also going to have a conversation on the number of rooms you request every year. So.
Just, you need to add four.
That's going. And I'd like to be right above here in the new suites.
Please. I'll take whatever.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're back with Desmond Duke and Justin Friedman from Resource Environmental Solutions. Desmond, you're the client solutions manager, and Justin is Florida's general manager for RES. Thank you both for being here. It's a real pleasure to see you both yet again.
Thank you for having us.
And so we've been touching base with folks that are here at the conference, kind of getting their take on what they're getting out of it, kind of their history with the conference, and essentially we're kind of like searching out the value of that. And I think the common thread has been relationship building with folks that do what we do for a living. And there's been massive growth over the years from when it started 38 years ago to now. And so that's kind of where we are, on it. And so maybe let's start with Justin doing the honors. In terms of your experience here, like, what kind of value you're seeing in terms of coming here, your relation to your own clients and how you deal with them and how you work with them, and also the folks inside of maybe, government that you work with as well?
Sure, that's a great question. From my perspective, there's a lot to be gained from this conference as the general manager for RES in Florida. One of the things I really value about coming is bringing some of our junior staff and getting them exposed to some of the industry leaders and letting them learn a little bit about how to talk to clients in a more social setting, whether it's at the booth or over some cocktails. I'm getting some time with them myself. That's always a pleasure to learn more about them in those settings as well. I'm letting them learn from some of the sessions. In terms of our more senior folks, including myself, it's always really nice to see our own clients that we've been working with for years outside of that office setting, maybe getting a little inspired by some of the things that we're learning and taking some time to sit down and talk through the work that we're doing or maybe some other opportunities. There's plenty of folks here that we do not currently work with, but we are talking to about some opportunities, and this is a really great setting for that. So I know we've spent some time sitting in some rooms or over a cocktail talking about some of the opportunities presented with some of the new markets being opened up, like, for example, the WQA market, and it's been really fruitful for us to be here.
Is it gratifying to hear when you get to a conference like this now and the subject of the Water Quality Enhancement Area, soon-to-be program, comes up, or talking about it, and you and RES have had a hand in creating that, helped to create that solution? Is that gratifying? It's got to be gratifying to start to see that come to fruition. What's your opinion of that as you're kind of moving through here and hearing those discussions?
A lot of our clients are very interested in seeing how that can help them with the new stormwater rule. So they know that we've been involved, that even though the language is still being finalized, that we can help them come up with solutions. And we've had talks with clients outside of this setting, but we've certainly talked to a lot of our transportation and municipal clients about some things we can do. And it's really a hot topic for sure.
Desmond, I want to ask you, because I came to Marco Island for the first time and attended the first permitting summer school in 86. I was five. But, so the conference obviously means something to me. It's been sort of a pilgrimage for my family over the course of the last almost four decades. But conference means a little bit to you as well. You've had some special experiences here. Why don't you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, it absolutely has. From a personal and a professional level, this conference means a lot. What you're referring to is, we had a discussion before we started the recording, this is where I got engaged 21 years ago today, actually. So for our family too, it's just been, an event that the families always look to come, because it's a great venue, a lot of people and a lot of interactions, where I think we build relationships with people that we work with, where we actually get to know the person's family. And in addition to that, where that's where you end up, people work with people, and this is where we have the venue to be able to build those relationships. So it really means a lot. As you've indicated, I've been coming for a while too. I don't think I've missed one event since 1997. I've come to each of them. Even the year of COVID, we were here, fewer of us. So it means a lot to us. A great place to be.
And it's pretty amazing to see Desmond out in the hallways.
Everybody the mayor knows, of the exhibit
yes.
hall.
Absolutely. Everybody knows Desmond, and he's so well-liked and respected by everyone here.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's like every time I see Desmond, somebody's walking by and saying, hey, Desmond, how's it going? Is it something, and maybe, you know, maybe the three of you are a better judge of it than I am. It's like, I don't know if it's in the salt air of the Gulf of Mexico here, but it seemed like a place where, one, it's humanizing, and we've talked about that some already, but there's also a bit of this, you're surrounded by people who you would consider to be competitors. I mean, a lot of folks that are in the industry, a lot of big firms. But it seemed also a place where you turn some of these competitions into collaborations. Mike, am I accurate in that statement?
I have seen quite a few folks that I compete with, that I team with. I actually took a picture today with a bunch of ex-employees that are out doing their own amazing things. And, you know, I call it an alumni picture. But it is a small industry, and we all want the same thing. Like, we all typically are working for a better environment. We all want to support our clients. And pretty much anyone who gets into this industry is a good person, I've found. And you certainly do not want to burn bridges.
Let's expand a little bit upon, you know, what is that Marco magic? I mean, for me, I came to the summer school as a kid, playing in the kiddie pool, playing in the arcade, which is certainly different now than it was, you know, 30 years ago. But there is something that is, you know, both humanizing and magical about that sunset on Marco Island Beach, right? When the time between 7 and 8:30, and whether that's spending time with your family and your colleagues' family, or just having a day full of professional relationships and team building, you get to do that not only with regulators, but internally with the team as well, you know, to be able to grow together, to come back to Marco every year, you know, whether you have been in a position or with a firm for 20 years, or whether you're new to a firm within a year, the experiences that you're going to share here, you know, you're going to take with you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've had so many conversations during this conference. I'm sure you have too, Desmond, and you follow up with those conversations. But, you know, there's something about coming back the next year and seeing those same folks and kind of picking up where you left off at the bar. Maybe you haven't seen each other in person since then. So right. There's a little bit of magic there.
I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, before we cut you loose, is some of the things that you're working on at the moment. You mentioned the WQEA stuff. It's like, in terms of, you know, and you're a relatively new in terms of the general manager for Florida, where are you focused right now in terms of building your business in Florida?
So when Rez came into Florida, the bulk of the staff that make up the 80 or 85 or so people that we have right now came from the acquisition of a consulting firm, eSciences. So we still have a lot of those folks, and we are still doing a lot of that advisory consulting work. But at the same time, we are heavily into the mitigation business. We own 3 mitigation banks and are actively pursuing new sites. We do wetland permittee responsible mitigation type projects. We are looking for opportunities in the coastal space, and really looking for what we call integrated delivery opportunities, where we can provide solutions for our clients that involve everything from us finding a piece of land that suits their needs, buying that piece of land, designing, building, and operating some type of ecological improvement project that's going to provide them some type of credit that they need, whether it's a wetland credit, some type of nutrient credit. That's really what Rez does nationwide, and we're trying to bring that to Florida. And we've had some success that we can point to.
Well, we're thrilled you took a little bit of time to spend with us today. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Desmond. Pleasure to spend a little bit of time with you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Keep on listening to the show, please. Continue to leave those 5-star reviews. They really do help as we continue to grow the audience of the Specifier podcast.
Yeah, don't forget that you also could sponsor a podcast. You can write for the Florida Specifier in print and online. You can even buy an ad there. Take advantage of all those opportunities to get yourself out there.
Production of this podcast is by Carl Sorn and David Barfield at Lonely Fox Studios. A special thank you, as always, goes out to Bagel and Biscuits, who were kind enough to let us use their music. Check them out wherever you get your music. And if you've got an idea, as Brett said, for an article or a topic for this podcast, please don't hesitate to reach out either to myself or Brett. We'd love to hear from you. And that's it. For Brett Cyphers, I'm Ryan Matthews. We'll see you next time.